Microsoft says the Windows 10 anniversary update protects you from exploits even before they get patched. Thanks to exploit mitigation controls, Microsoft security researchers say systems running Windows 10 anniversary update are more secure against future attacks. That's good news, since hackers, as we know, are always coming up with new ways to breach systems. In privacy news, Microsoft is not doing so good. There are some new changes to the anniversary update, but there's still no privacy off switch that lets users totally opt out of data collection. Are you running Windows on any of your PCs?
I am, and I don't use it as much as I would like to because it's annoying to me. I bought a PC. I was trying to switch over because I want to switch over because Apple's not doing me right in the laptop department, but it's just frustrating. And Microsoft kind of sets herself up with future protection, because everybody knows that when something gets hacked, it's usually Windows first. So I guess we'll see how good their new zero-day firewall super soldier protection works out for them.
Right. I mean, this was released in a paper, but it hasn't been independently verified by anyone else. But much of the anniversary update is dedicated to neutralizing the zero-day threats. Other Windows news, Joshua Burge from Emojipedia says the newest Windows 10 Insiders build adds emoji for interracial couples. This is the first major platform to do so. Before, everybody was all yellow, no matter who you were married to. What do you think about the new update to Windows 10?
I think that's sweet, you know, awesome. As a person who could use an interracial emoji from here to there, it makes it useful, I guess. And it's funny because I never use yellow people emojis. I just avoid them at all costs. So if I have to do like a hand or a fist or finger, I can always change those colors. But I've always avoided the people because I'm like, yellow people, why are we using yellow people? Are we the Simpsons? So this might have me using people of color and different colors and rainbow colors and genders. And I think it's awesome because representation is king in the world. So yay for that.
Yeah, I think that some of the people were already, you could change the colors of the skin color of the people, but not just the married
the couples.
People, not the couples.
Yeah.
And you could also change the families. Like, it was weird, too, that they started with families could have interracial parents.
Well, was it interracial or was it just all one color? Because I thought it just changed the color of the, right?
Well, I think if you scroll down on that article from Emojipedia, I think diverse families.
Oh, now, yes. I was talking about previously. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So, yeah, but it's complicated. But yeah, I do think whenever anyone says like, oh, emoji, but I do think you're exactly right. It's representation, and people should be able to see themselves no matter what they look like, who they're married to.
Especially kids. Like, kids see things very visual. They're going to, like, my daughter would say, why aren't there black people? You know, like, she'll ask that question. You know what I mean? So it's good to see yourself in the world and have choices.